This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. It's Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of October 29th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. In the studio with me this morning is Miss Kaylee Thomas. And Kaylee, before I get to the first question I was going to ask you, I think it's good to take a time out, and can I pray with you?
Yes.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this child of God that you have placed in this studio, Lord, to do your work. Lord, I ask you just to be with her, to calm her, to bring peace to her, Lord, as I know you have prepared her for this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Are you ready now?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. We're going to get into why I asked you to come on this show, but our guests don't know who Miss Kaylee Thomas is. So if you could just give us maybe your family, where you grew up, where you went to school, because, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
You know, we met backstage at the Miss Sylacauga pageant.
Right.
And it was kind of neat, and we'll get into that here in just a few minutes. But who is Miss Kaylee Thomas?
Kaylee Thomas, so I was born in Brandon, Florida. My mom was 19 when she had me, and when she was pregnant with me, she lost her mom, so my mom was going through a lot right after I was born, and my dad was kind of a childish dad. They struggled a lot with me, and I had to deal with that, obviously, because I was their seed. We stayed with a lot of people, and I never really had a stable childhood. We were always moving from place to place, especially when my mom became a single mother. As you can imagine, that's very hard. And she had four more kids with another man. They all have the same dad. And he was in and out of my life from the time I was about 2 years old. He was never really stable himself either, so he didn't really contribute much to my life. But I've been from Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee. I went to schools everywhere. Like, I don't even know. Not everywhere, but I've been to a lot of schools. The longest that I've stayed at a school is recently when I graduated high school from Comer. I went there since I was in ninth grade, and yeah.
And you're here now?
Yes.
At the University of Alabama?
Oh, yes. Forgot about that. Now I go to the University of Alabama, and I'm majoring in creative media. I really enjoy writing and multiple forms of self-expression. I've realized the importance of expressing yourself and, like, just, you know, living life to the fullest.
And did you say Bradenton, Florida?
Brandon.
Brandon, okay, because I was fixing to say that would be really too, because I lived in Bradenton, Florida.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
And we grew up moving around a lot, too. I lived in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Texas two times. And while I was growing up, I thought it was really bad. Mm-hmm. I thought it was tough, but now I sit here and realize that all that time was just, it was to prepare me for today. Mm-hmm. And I see in you, all that time prepared you for this day.
Yes, it really has. It's prepared me for a lot, I believe. I believe that I'm very good at adjusting to new environments and making places feel like home, because my mom, she was very positive, like very positive. She was always smiling, very nice, just like, life was just great even when it wasn't. And it was just like, she just always reminded us that literally home is where the heart is, and like home is what you make it, like life is what you make it, really. So it's just like you just have to add your own little sprinkle of happiness everywhere you go.
Well, you are off to a tremendous start this morning. When we come back, we'll have more of Miss Kaylee Thomas right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and Miss Kaylee Thomas is in the studio with us. Kaylee, I learned too a little bit about you and your amazing story, because like I said, you can look back one day, and you may do it today, and to realize some of those tough days were to prepare you to be tough. And just like you said, how adaptable you are now because of how you grew up. Well, see, I'm the same way, because I can adapt to you. And that's one of my qualities I think the Lord has blessed me with the way I grew up, that I can adapt to change, even though I don't want to. And the older I get, I'm not as willing to want to change. I'm still very adaptable to change because I had no stability growing up. I didn't know year to year what school I was going to go to. There were times I didn't know what was going to be in the refrigerator to eat. I didn't know what clothes I was going to have to wear to go to school or to play sports. How was I going to be able to afford cleats to play the sports that I love to play? But seeing all of that, it wasn't about that day. It wasn't about the clothes, the food, the cleats, the whatever. It was to prepare me. And I believe for today, but I believe for a bigger day, one day. And I'm blown away, because I brought you in here for a different reason. We'll get that in the next segment. But to see that the Lord is using someone else, too, to prepare them for a bigger day in their life. So thank you for coming on this morning.
You're so welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll wait and we'll go into the next break on why I asked you to come.
Okay.
And we'll see what happens then, because see, this is the Lord's show and we just let him drive it. Mm-hmm. And I feel something pretty cool is going to happen this morning.
Okay, me too.
Miss Kaylee Thomas right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. We are highly blessed to have Miss Kaylee Thomas in the studio with us. Kaylee, we've talked a little bit about your family. And this segment is the one where I'm just going to tell everybody why you are even on the show this morning.
Okay.
So you were an amazing contestant, candidate, whatever the official, because I'm not a pageant. My girls weren't pageant. I don't know all the proper.
But this was my second one.
It was cool though.
Yes.
And, you know, I had the blessing to be asked to co-MC the event. Well, side stage, if that's what you want to call it, I ran into this young woman, and it's you. And we got, I don't know what we started talking about, but you made a statement about your relationship with the Lord. And you said, I'm still working on it. And I will never forget that. Because see, Kaylee, we all still work on it. There was only one perfect person, and that's Jesus. And I thought that was just amazing that we could sit there as total strangers and be able to talk like that. And I said, there's something in her, and that's why you're sitting here this morning.
Wow. Well, I actually forgot I even said that. And I really don't know why I even came up to you. Like, I was just like, I just do random things sometimes, and I just say whatever I feel. And I was just like, let me go talk to this man that has been here the whole time that I have not spoke to. And then I asked you, do you usually do things like this?
I said, no. I was sweating bullets up there.
I thought that you were like one of those people that always just goes to events and announce things. And I just wanted to know, like, what is life like? But now we're here.
We're here. And how has God moved in your life? That's a big question, isn't it?
That is a big question because God has been moving in my life since the beginning of it. And I'm just really grateful that I know that because God is moving in all of our lives. But a lot of us seem to not notice, or it just goes unnoticed because we're just so, I don't know. But God has just always been there for me, like since a child. My grandma is a minister. I told you that my childhood was inconsistent and a little all over the place. So I was taken away from my mom at a young age by DHR because she was struggling with drug abuse. I was about 4 years old, but I swear to you, I remember the day. I remember all of the details because it was just so traumatizing, especially as a little girl, like being so attached to your mom. Like, my mom was my best friend, especially at that age. Like, it's just like, what is life without my mommy? Like, and being taken away from her just by a strange, random man that's telling me everything is going to be okay is just like something that's really hard to live with. But after I was taken away from my mom for reasons that I did not understand, I lived with my grandma for kindergarten and half of first grade until my mom got clean and came back to get me. But during those years and years before that, I was really in the church with my grandma, and there's really no doubt in my mind that God was not real. Like, God was real. There was no doubt in my mind that there was, I'm trying to say it right, but you know what I mean.
You are saying it right, that the Lord took you out of a situation and put you with someone, mm-hmm. and it happened to be your grandma.
Yes.
That knew that you needed to be in church. So that is pretty cool, because the Bible talks about seasons in life and people that come in seasons in life. And I say it all the time on this show, but it's absolutely true. People come for a day sometimes. Sometimes they come from a week. Sometimes the season is your life they're in.
Right.
And boy, the Lord put your grandma in your life.
Yes, he did. And I mean, going to church, even though maybe I didn't realize it at the moment, or maybe even if my grandma didn't realize it, but it really has helped shape me into this person that I am today. Just having like a foundation and having something to believe in and fall back on is just really important to me. Like, just knowing that there's a purpose and that, like, not this isn't all for nothing, because a lot of the times, especially in this age of distraction that we're in, it's hard to remember that we're here for a reason, and life isn't just like about lollygagging and turning up on the weekends, but like you have to think long term. And I'm just really grateful that I had that foundation at such a young age, because I've just really carried it with me through my whole life. And I just always remember, like, I've been through a lot of tough situations, and I've often felt like I have like nothing to make me feel better, nothing to fix anything. But then I feel bad because it's like, wow, like I forgot, like I have God. And it's just like that.
And that's cool, because, you know, one thing I've told kids, I've been in youth ministry for a long time, and the one thing I told kids is the one thing Satan wants, he wants to put you in that corner over there, and he wants to tell you nobody loves you, nobody cares about you, you're not good enough. But man, there's a mighty God, and he loved us so much, he sent his son to this earth. And there's nothing, but it's crazy how Satan gets that little of power in our lives and wants to put us off to the side. And that's where he wants to beat you down and tell you you don't mean anything. But man, I'm here this morning to tell you, Kaylee, you are a precious child of God, and you have worth in your life.
Yeah, I've dealt with that a lot. Just like even being comforted in my own sadness and sorrows, like the devil is just so pleased that how easy it used to be for me to just be in such a dark place and just feel so hopeless and all of these terrible feelings and anger. Like, I hate the I hate the emotion anger. It's just so, it just takes you over. And it's just, oh, yeah, I just used to be so lost at times, but it was just like, no matter what, it was just always something, some voice, some feeling, some thought. It was just like, everything is going to be okay. Like, even though I feel so hopeless and sad and depressed sometimes, it's just like, I can't feel like this forever. Like, I know that that's not possible. And it's just like, I can never be too hopeless. There's just something inside of me that's just like there for me.
There's hope in there.
Like, yes, I have so much hope.
There's hope in there. Yeah. That was a great word to use, hopeless, because you take the less off of it, because there is hope.
Yes.
There's going to be a better day.
I heard this quote one time that just like stuck with me forever. I've probably read it on Pinterest or something, but it was like, if it's not okay, then it's not the end. And I just always remembered that, because it's not okay most of the time. But you know, like, it's not over and things will get better.
Well, they're going to get better, because when we come back next, I believe you have a Bible verse to share with us. And I'm excited to hear what you bring to us this morning.
Okay.
Miss Kaylee Thomas right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. Miss Kaylee Thomas in the studio with us. And this has been a great interview. Kaylee, I thank you for opening up and sharing a little bit of your heart with us, because everybody has a story. And it's really, some are redemption testimonies and some are praise testimonies, but it's how God has worked in your life. And it's not about how we start. It's about how we finish. And the Lord says in Corinthians to run the race to finish. And there's only one prize. And so we're running this race to not just to finish, but to finish first with the Lord. And you've brought a verse this morning. And I'm just going to sit back and let's see what happens.
Okay, so the verse that I brought with me this morning is Proverbs 13, verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed.
Wow. Why'd you pick that one?
I picked this one because I feel like it's very important to remember or even live by, especially in this generation where so much foolishness is normalized. And a lot of people, well, history really repeats itself, and the younger generation always is the one that brushes off what the generation before them says and doesn't want to listen to it because they're lame and they're old and this and that. But with years comes wisdom, and these people know a lot more than we do. And I've learned from an early age that knowledge is power, and I just would like all the knowledge that I can have, because it makes people respect you more, and it helps you be a more empathetic person in the real world. And empathy is very, very important to me, and it should be important to others, because it is like an essential of life. And
well, the Bible says, you know, that iron sharpens iron. Mm-hmm. And so we should be around people that make us better.
Right.
Because if you want to hang around a crowd that doesn't make you better, hey, do it and find out what happens.
Right. And like people say, you are the company that you keep. And that's very true. People rub off on you and make you think that things that you're doing that aren't okay are okay. Just like they want you to be so comfortable with all these things. And comfort is really like scary, because if you get too comfortable, you will be a nobody. Like, you can't grow being so comfortable. So like, you need to be around people that are on you and want you to do better and want you to move up in life and not just chill and play all the time.
Well, you're at the University of Alabama.
Yes.
Name one person, if you can, that makes you a better person and draws you closer to the Lord. Do you have somebody that fits that mold?
Draws me closer to the Lord. I haven't really talked to many people about.
Are you the person? Are you the one that draws them closer to the Lord?
Maybe, because I do mention God first most of the time when I'm talking to people. I mean, I get drawn into conversations where God is brought up, but that's not common nowadays, especially in college around all these kids.
No, it's not.
But I really haven't made many friends since I've been there, but I have this TA for one of my classes that I talk to a lot because I just have a lot going on, like, mentally, and I enjoy talking to people about my feelings, and I feel like it really does relieve some of the pressure and stress and all of that. And her name is Hannah, and I mean, I just feel really comforted by her, and she always reassures me that, like, I'm a good person and this and that when I'm, like, doubting myself, and I don't know, she lifts me up a lot, and I look up to her, like, she's older than me, I don't know, she hasn't graduated yet, I don't think, but she's, like, majoring in social work, and she has just, like, a good heart. I enjoy being around her, and we just talk a lot.
What are you studying?
Creative media. I intend on going down a journalism route. I like writing, but I could also edit things, a lot of creative stuff. I'm really indecisive as well, so I really don't know.
You know, you're sitting in the studios of not only a radio station, but a news station also.
Right, and I can also do something in that field with my major. And I enjoy talking to people and anything dealing with people, really. I'm a people person, so.
You are, because, like I said, the way we met, I mean, back, yes. Side stage on a competition, and do you plan on doing any more competitions?
I mean, it wouldn't hurt. It's not like something I'm just so passionate about. I feel like it's an amazing opportunity to get to talk to younger girls, talk to girls your age, like, bond with these people. Just like that one day of us all being together, like, you can really learn a lot about a person or have, like, a really deep conversation, and I don't know. It's a good experience, and you get prizes, but I don't know.
And then all those young girls that were there.
Yes.
That looked up to you.
Yes.
That want to be you. I mean, they really do.
I met an amazing
They want to be you. So the Lord puts you in a position already on a platform for those young girls.
I love kids. I was talking to them, like, me and this one little girl, we were having a conversation for, like, 20 minutes. Like, I can talk to any type of people. Like, I can make any conversation. She was just so wise and just saying all of these grown-up words, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. And I told her something, and then she asked about my life, and then I was like, it's a long story. And she was like, I have time. And so we just got to talking about our life, and I was just like, wow. And I met her mom, and I told her how a great of a job she did, because her child is going to grow up to be somebody magnificent. She's so sweet. She told me I was the kindest person she's ever met.
What if the way the Lord works, that the only reason you were in Miss Sylacauga was to meet that young girl?
I mean, I believe it. The Lord works in very mysterious ways that sometimes it's kind of frustrating. We don't really understand, but you just have to trust Him, and He knows what He's doing, and we don't know.
He does, because I sat in that. I stood on that stage very uncomfortable. I was out of my comfort zone. Really out of my comfort zone. And you, the conversation I had with you, the conversations I had with others. Miss Sylacauga Teen has already been on the show, and it was about the Lord. Miss Sylacauga is going to be on the show, and it's going to be about one of the facts she sent me that wanted to make sure we put on air, that she could quote all the books of the Bible in less than 20 seconds. So it's all going to be about the Lord. Miss Alabama is going to be on the show. And what we talked about, and it was led by the Lord. You're on this show because what we talked about was of the Lord. One event, and look what's happened.
Right.
So you never know. You never know how God uses things.
Right. I mean, he's in control of everything. It's hard not to question the reason, but I just try to trust him at this point because he's made a lot of good things happen after tragedy and heartbreak. So it's just like I have no choice but to believe.
You have one more segment?
Okay.
All right, we'll be back with Miss Kaylee Thomas right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
I became an administrator and I dealt with discipline, and there's a lot of poor behavior, and you sit a kid down and you start removing the layers of their story, you find out inevitably that there was no man or a father figure in their life.
A lot of people go right to the bad fruit on a tree. Quit doing this. What's wrong with you? Et cetera. Well, bad fruit comes from a root problem. If there is rotten fruit there, you want to find out why that kid's producing that. That's powerful.
I was a benefactor a lot of times because of an absentee father in some of my students' lives. I've walked girls across the football field as their male father representative for homecoming. I've done father-daughter dances. On my board, Ed, I have, my gosh, 13 out of 18 are former students of mine. They gave me a heart for kids that don't have a father.
That's Dr. Jeff Springer and the Suit Up Ministry Minute right here on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and we've had a tremendous interview this morning. First, I want to thank Robo Motors for being Robo Motors and Silicaga Handicap for sponsoring the show and allow me to sit in this chair and just sit back in amazement. As I always say, I have the best seat in the house, and I do again, because Miss Kaylee Thomas, you have blessed the show. Thank you for coming this morning.
You're welcome. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm glad that you feel like you saw a little light inside of me. I love it when people say that.
Well, I'm going to ask a question I ask everybody every week, and I love the answers that come back. You've been there. I've been there. But there are people that struggle at whatever. You know, it's a gamut of things we're hit with in the day and what we have to deal with in this life. What's something you could tell them to encourage them this morning?
Something that I can tell them to encourage them.
See, these are some of the questions I should have asked on stage. That's what would have been really mind-blowing.
Yes. What can I say to encourage someone? Usually when I'm encouraging someone, they have like a particular problem. So it's hard to really just...
But you said it a little while ago. You said the word hope.
Okay. Yeah, that is encouraging. I mean, but I don't want to be too cliche because it's so many people that just... So many people try to give messages, especially to the younger generation, and it just goes in one ear and out the other. Like, I'm trying to think of something that will just stick. I mean, encouraging. Just take life one day at a time. Pay attention to purpose, the word purpose, because it just goes unnoticed. People don't think about it enough. People don't think about the purpose of many things enough.
No, they don't. They don't realize that when you get up in the morning, the purpose is to serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. I mean, you only wake up every morning because he still has purpose in your life.
Literally. Like,
and no matter what you're going through, that, man, you mean something because you mean something to the Lord, because you're still breathing air on this earth, and you still have gravity. That's what I call it. You still have gravity.
Something holding you down.
Because he has purpose in your life.
Yes, and every day is just another chance. Like, a lot of people walk around with so much regret and shame, but it's just like you don't have to live with these things forever. Like, there are so many chances for you to be renewed, your life to be renewed. Like, you don't have to be stuck in wherever you feel that you're stuck at. Like, there's...
Because the cool part about getting up today and having purpose is that yesterday's done. And a lot of people have a struggle with yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the Lord says joy comes in the morning. So yesterday's done. In his book, it's done. It's a brand new day. And I know a lot of people, we have what I call earthly chains and earthly mm-hmm. weight that we like to drag around. We like to drag around our trash bag. And every day we put the trash of our life goes in it. And after a while, that bag gets heavy. But the answer is finding the Lord.
Yes.
And finding his peace and finding his goodness.
And turning your pain into power to get what you want and what you deserve in life. Because life is not fair. And we go through the worst things that we could have never imagined. But, I mean, you just have to, it's about what you do with it and what you do after that. Like, all of this pain and sorrow, it does have a purpose like everything else.
It does. And when I have bad days and I don't think life is fair, you know, people say it's cliche to say, but I think about, what did Jesus do wrong? I mean, really, what did he do wrong to get what he got? You know,
Right.
They whipped him, they beat him, they spit on him, and they nailed him to a cross. And what did he do? He fulfilled his purpose. That's what he did.
Yes.
But thank goodness he didn't stay on that cross.
Yeah.
And thank goodness he's alive at the right hand of his heavenly Father right now.
Just like how we should be grateful for what Jesus went through for us. Honestly, I'm surprised at how fast I became okay with this, but I'm actually grateful for a big heartbreaking event that happened in my life because it has made me into a stronger woman, a better leader, a better listener, like just better in so many places of my life. And it's just like, if that terrible thing wouldn't have happened to me, where would I be right now? Mm-hmm. And that terrible thing was losing my mom. It just changed my whole life. I mean, how can it not? But I did not allow it to change it in any negative ways at all. And I refuse to let my mother's death be in vain and let it turn me bitter or angry. I just want to turn it into something beautiful, because I just realized the beauty of life, the beauty of death. Like, this is all just God's gift to us, and he's given us the choice to either make it into something good or make it into something bad. Like, the choice is ours, but this is his story, so he knows how this will end, and he just hopes that we'll make the right choice.
I like that.
Yes,
this is his story. It is
right.
And we're all a part of it, mm-hmm. but we have a choice, and that's what he gives us.
Right.
And unfortunately for some, you know, the truth in all of it is there's a heaven and there's a hell. And we go to one of the two.
And we have the choice.
And there's no place called okay. You know, there's no place in the middle called okay.
That's the hardest thing to process. You have to choose a side. It's, you can't just have like one foot in, and that's what I struggle with. Like, I know I can do better, and I know I can be better, and I know I can do things different to fully commit my life to God. And sometimes I feel kind of just so unworthy of so much, but it's just like.
But you woke up today, didn't you?
Yes.
You have air in your lungs today. So you have what in your life?
God.
God and purpose.
And purpose.
So I can't wait to see what God has in store for your life. Well, I know he already has, because I've seen what he's done to this point. Mm-hmm. But I'm ready to see what he does with Miss Kaylee Thomas from this day forward.
Me too. I believe it's going to be big.
It's going to be a big thing. Well, thank you for taking the time to come on this morning, to really just opening up to us and talking to us.
Of course.
Do you feel better now than when you first started the show? A little more comfortable?
I feel more relaxed and my voice isn't as shaky.
Well, you did a great job.
Thank you.
And anytime you want to come back, we'll keep up, because I think we have a common story.
Yes.
We do now. We have a common story. And we're indestructible.
Right. That's how I feel.
Because of how we were raised. And because it doesn't matter what happens around us anymore, because the Lord prepared us to be adaptable.
Right. And we didn't understand then, but now we know his purpose.
Now we know his purpose, because there's something coming one day that we're going to have to be really adaptable for.
Yes.
Well, Miss Kaylee, you are an amazing gift, an amazing talent, and just an amazing young woman.
Thank you so much.
So I know we prayed in the beginning of the show, but I'd like to close it with a prayer.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing Miss Kaylee to come on this show, Lord. Lord, I pray that there's something that she said, Lord, that will lead one to you. God, be with her. Guide her. Protect her. Put a hedge of protection around her for all of her days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Miss Kaylee, will you have a great week? Keep that smile going. And because that's a gift from the Lord. That's something that can, when you walk into a room, God gives us gifts. And you have a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
And you can walk into a room and smile and not say a word. And you've already used a gift the Lord has given you. So step with him every day. Step closer to him every day. Because we're all on that journey. Mm-hmm. Some of us just are a little further on, but only Jesus has completed all the steps. So we're all in the same shape. We're taking a step to being who God has called us to be.
Okay.
So keep that in your heart. Keep smiling. Keep shining for him.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is Greg Wyckoff. It's another week of Mixed Sunday Morning. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.